Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Ron Ananian.
I took out a borescope. A borescope is an electronic device just like plumbers and carpenters use, like doctors might use, like a dentist might use, and I stuffed it down under the intake manifold and I saw what I expected to see.
He's a high-tech, redneck, mid-parry, meets Star Trek. He's a bumpkin, but he's plugged in. He's a high-tech, redneck.
The Car Doctor.
When you put it in reverse, what happens?
The whole taillight goes out.
So somewhere we've got a voltage drop. We've got a bad connection, or we've got an easier path for voltage to take than to go across the element of the bulb, the filament of the bulb.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Hey, let's feeling great right out of the gate. Let's get on over and talk to Dan from Delaware. Let's start the phone calls early. 05 Toyota Sienna. Dan, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
So 2005 Sienna. I have about 245,000 miles on it.
Okay.
I know it has the original coils in it. Change the spark plugs about every 100,000. It would take a little bit.
Right.
So daily driver, and my wife primarily drives it, and she said it was felt like things were slipping as far as the transmission. So took it out, and sure enough, it felt like once you would try to accelerate at certain speeds, it was skipping or slipping.
Okay.
So, and it has the original fluid in it. We kept the van much longer than we thought we would, and kind of had that worry of do we change the transmission fluid or not. So, nevertheless, did a drop and fill with the new filter in the transmission. Changed slightly, maybe, but it still did the slipping. Before I did all that, though, I put a computer scanner on it. I didn't get any codes. So took it to a transmission shop. They detected a misfire on it. And they said, well, it could be that. So, or it could be the transmission. So anyway, came back home. And I didn't put new plugs in it, but I exchanged let me go back. I did another scan on it, went for a long drive on it, and I get an intermittent misfire.
Okay.
On cylinder, like this case, cylinder one and cylinder five.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay. Let me ask you this question, Danny.
Yeah.
Is the check engine light on?
No.
Okay, so it's got no check engine light.
Correct.
All right, and when you say slipping, define slip. What's your definition of a slip?
Yeah. We would say you went to, like, you were doing about 20 or 30 miles an hour.
Right.
And then you went to really engage the gas pedal.
Right.
It would go, but it was, there was, like, power drops.
All right, so there's a hesitation.
I guess. Yeah, there was a hesitation. Then eventually, it gets to a point where then you're fine.
All right.
It's
so
just like
nothing ever happened. What sort of scan tool are we using? You're going in looking at your make model, or you're going in looking at OBD2?
No, I just went in your make model.
All right.
So I'm kind of booting it up here as we speak. It's a Top Don brand.
Yeah. Let's go in under OBD2, can we?
Okay.
The reason I like OBD2 is because OBD2 is the same. If you have multiple vehicles in the household, OBD2 is a standard. The government says, this is what it has to do. These are the parameters. That's it. Toyota may have a different opinion. Honda may have a different opinion. Ford may have a different opinion, and so on. So we get into, you know, when does it set a code? I've seen situations on Fords, for example, where it's just a blatant dead misfire. You can drive that car around 3 days. It'll never set a fault code. It's crazy. You know, depending upon their operating strategy. I want to deal with consistency. So let's go look under OBD2. Look under code stored, and then go look under pending. Are you looking under pending, or are you just going in for code retrieval?
I guess I was just going in. Well, I was just using the standard diagnostic feature.
Right.
Where it would give me the data, like data streams and all that
okay.
stuff. But yeah, it would show the misfire, but no code.
All right. Are you looking at? Is there a place where you can go look at pending, or just, you know, did it set a code? There's usually two. One's current, one's pending. In other words, one's about to happen. All right. Check
that
engine.
I'm not able to do it. As we're speaking, but yeah, I could.
Okay.
Go back and
so
check on that.
Check engine light is on, correct?
No.
I thought you said it came on while you were driving.
No. No light. It'll. I can see when I have the scan tool connected and driving.
Right.
It'll show
a misfire.
It'll show where a misfire occurs.
Okay. What cylinder?
What cylinders?
Yeah, two and five.
One and five.
One and five. Is it at idle or is it cruise?
It's only at certain, like, seems like torque loads almost.
All right. Is it torque loads related to shift points of the transmission?
Pretty much, because right around like that 40, like I said, when you want to step into it,
right,
and get it, you know, like you're kind of rolling along, like maybe in a merge.
All right,
you know, you're coming off a yield ramp or something like that.
So let's do this. All right. If I don't know, do you have the experience? If I said to you, can you go look at mode 6? Do you know what mode 6 is?
I hear it. I've heard it, but no. I mean, I'd have to, you know, read about it.
So mode 6, did you ever wonder, you ever get sick in your life, Dan?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You're like me. You're like one of those guys, you work outside in the rain, nothing bothers you. I get it. But, you know, you get up on Monday and you kind of feel crummy. You got the sniffles and the head cold, and by Wednesday you're sick. The conditions leading up to Wednesday were your mode 6 data. They were the events and the tests that your body ran to determine, is Dan sick or not? And then you woke up Wednesday, didn't go to work, rolled over, stayed in bed, and had the cold all day, right? So you can go in to mode 6 using a scan tool and look at SIDS and TIDS. SIDS, component ID, TIDS, test ID. For individual components, you could actually dial in using the right scan tool and look at the ignition coil, or look at misfires on cylinder 5. Let me say it like that. Okay. And you'll see how many misfires is it counting? How many misfires is it counting on one? You know? and is it physical misfire? All right. So that's number one. Number two, what's fuel trim? We haven't talked about that here, right?
Yeah. What,
is fuel trim off the wall?
It would flip between, like, say, a negative 1.5 to occasionally a negative 3.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Short term, right?
I think.
Short term or long term?
I'll
pick one.
I'll have to look at it again because.
Do you have another car in the household?
Yeah.
What's the other car?
I've got a '97 Land Cruiser.
Right.
My daughter has a newer car. She's got a 2021 Honda.
Okay, perfect.
It's probably the newest one.
Let's go take the Honda for a ride. All right. Go look at short term fuel trim. Go look at long term fuel trim. All right. They're both going to be real tight. They're going to be close. They're going to be around zero. Long term is what is the history? Short term drives long term, right? Short term is what you're going to have, right? What you're eating right now. Long term is what you ate yesterday, right? Short term drives long term. So get used to the concept. Look at it on a good vehicle. Look at it on a vehicle that's working with no dash lights and no problems. Understand it there. Go look at mass airflow grams per second, GPS, right? If your daughter has a 2.4 liter four cylinder or whatever her engine size is, typical mass airflow grams per second at idle on a healthy engine, we'd expect to see somewhere between 2.3 and 3 grams per second at idle. The grams per second at idle emulates the engine displacement, and that's true on any vehicle. That's the beauty of OBD2. That's why I want to use that. It's a standard, right? And law predicates in most cases it has to be in grams per second. Instead of looking for what's broken, tell me what's good on that Honda. Tell me what's good on the Toyota, all right? The transmission indicator, let's go back to the Toyota. The shift indicator on the Toyota, is it 1, 2, 3, D, D with a circle? What does a trans shift indicator look like? Do you recall?
All those lights, they're standard. I think one light, like the second gear light's burned out.
Right. But what's on the dashboard?
Yeah. I think it's a 4 with a circle on it.
Okay. So is there a D by itself without the circle?
Actually, a D, yeah. No, I'm sorry. There's a D. Yeah.
Right.
D would be.
Have you tried manually? Have you tried manually shifting this car? Why not?
Yes. Yeah. 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 I have. And actually, what I did, I held it. I put it in third gear.
Right. No. I want you to start out in first. I want you to start out in first gear.
Yeah, okay.
I want you to first gear from the stop sign when nobody's around and nobody's talking to you and the radio's not on. Can you upshift this from first to second, second to third, and so on smoothly and efficiently without hesitation?
Okay.
All right? That's going to tell us something. Obviously, we want the engine warmed up. How many miles are on this Sienna?
Like 245.
All right. Did they change the trans fluid?
No, it's got the original. Well, I changed it. After it started doing all these symptoms.
Okay. And it got better, but it's not perfect.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
right.
It improved somewhat, but still. So what I did when I flipped, I did flip the banks as far as like a mirrored image of each other.
Right.
And so I'm getting a misfire in like an opposing cylinder now, but I still have a misfire like in that bank one, and that's, you know, basically, or at cylinder one, I should say.
I'll tell you what, sit tight a minute, Dan. I'm going to put you on hold, but when we come back, I'm only going to have a couple of minutes because we're up against the clock and I got other calls, but I want to finish with you first. Don't go away. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll return right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a four speed.
Need advice on how to maintain that classic GTO? Ron is the guy. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
Welcome back. Dan, you're still there.
Yes.
So
I did find some of those values for you.
All right. So you did move ignition coils around on this 05 Sienna?
Yes.
And did the misfire follow the coils, or did it stay with the cylinder?
It stayed with the coil on the one cylinder, but I'm still getting a misfire. Yeah, even after I inverted a couple of the cylinders.
So here, back up. You had a misfire.
Yeah, so non-issue.
Dan, you had a misfire on 1 and 5, right?
Yes.
You moved the coils from 1 and 5. Did you move the plugs from 1 and 5?
Plugs and injectors.
Okay, so you move plugs, coils, and injectors from both of those cylinders.
Yes.
All right. So if you're telling me the on which cylinder followed the coil, 5 or 1?
1.
Okay.
So I put 1.
So if cylinder one coil went to another cylinder, and now it's misfiring on that cylinder, whatever cylinder you moved it to.
Yes.
Okay. It's a yes or no answer, right? It's yes or no answer.
Yes. Actually, you know what? Because I'm looking at the data streams, and it's kind of like varying. It's kind of weird because, let me ask you this. About a month before this problem started, I did clean the mass airflow sensor.
Forget that. Listen to me.
No.
It's a yes or no answer. The coil from number one went to what cylinder, and now it's missing on that cylinder.
No. So I put coil one on coil two. So the odd numbers are on one half the engine and even
so,
on the other.
Again, you took the coil from number one and you put it to a different cylinder and now it's misfiring on that cylinder. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
But there were two odds.
I don't care about anything else. It's misfire. Okay. It's misfiring. The coil went from 1 to 2, and it's misfiring on 2 now, right? Where it wasn't before.
That one it is, but there's still a cylinder.
Okay.
Even though
you're missing the point. That's a bad coil. Cylinder one had a bad coil on it, but you're still missing on number 5. It's still misfiring on cylinder 5, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So I swapped those two. Yeah.
So you've got a mechanical problem on cylinder 5, or you've got a vacuum leak, right? Because you swapped, if you physically swapped the injector, the coil, and the plug from both of those cylinders, and the misfire followed it on one, but the other stayed with the cylinder, you've got a misfire on 5. Or worse, you've got a trans problem emulating a misfire, but I don't think so.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, what color was the spark plug on cylinder 5 when you pulled it out?
Like brown, like a tan.
So it looked like the rest of them?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
They were all pretty evenly colored.
So maybe you have the fortunate situation of, and you won't know this until you start replacing coils, maybe you have the unfortunate scenario of you've got a bad coil and you've got a bad trans. So now you've got to make, here's your chance to make your best guess, my friend. All right? You've confirmed, you've proven a bad coil. Agreed?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? So, original coils on a 250,000 mile 05 Sienna. You're going to put fresh coils in it all the way around. All right? Okay. Maybe fresh plugs. What the heck? You're halfway there. You've already got the plenum off. And see where you go. While you have the plug out for number five, you're either going to do a compression test or you're going to do a cylinder leak down test. You're going to verify the engine is mechanically sound. Right?
Okay.
And then you're going to take it for a ride. And now you'll find out if you have a trans problem. I want you to go look at your scan tool and go look and see, do you have a PID? Do you have a data for input and output speed sensor? Input and output RPM. All right? If the trans is slipping, you're going to see excessive output speed versus input. Input measures at the back of the crank. Output measures at the back of the trans. If that trans is slipping, you're going to see a wide variation of RPM, although by now I would have thought it would have set a fault, but maybe not. What I'm getting at is it sounds like you've got two distinct separate problems, at least, right? If you're sitting at idle, and this is a bad way to judge it, but if you're sitting at idle looking at mass airflow, grams per second, that's a 3.3 liter. What do you show grams per second? Somewhere between 3.5 and 4. But you see,
I have one reading. I'm not sure if it's idling or driving. I think it's probably driving. It said 4.73.
Okay. It depends on where you are. Do yourself a favor. Get a yellow notepad. Start writing down what you're doing, because it sounds like you're all over the place and you're confusing yourself. Fix one problem at a time. And I'd start with coils from the sounds of it, because going from 1 to 2, it followed the coil. That's a bad coil. Start the war there. Just make sure you know you want to fix all of this before you start spending money on any of it. I appreciate the call, Dan. Call me back. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll return right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Ah, 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 somebody
Hey, welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. Let's go over to Richard in Louisiana, 14 Avalon, and some backup camera problems. Richard, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help? Yes, sir.
My sister has a 2014 Toyota Avalon XLE.
Okay.
And she has a backup camera with a beeper that beeps, but it no longer beeps. And I kind of told her that it shouldn't beep. That's not supposed to beep, even though it's factory installed. What should I tell her?
So, is this the camera doesn't work, or there's a beeper that doesn't work?
No, it's the beeper that doesn't work. The camera works, the beeper doesn't.
Okay, to my knowledge, there is no beeper on that car from the factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did she buy the car new?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's always beeped?
No, I gave it to her.
Okay, and it's always beeped?
It had beeped for me.
Unless there's a setting in the dashboard, I would look. Was the car? This is going to sound strange, Richard, but was the car detailed or intensively cleaned anytime recently?
No.
Was it in for service at all?
Yeah, service.
Okay. Did it beep prior to the service?
Yes.
Okay. Somewhere, what did they do during the service? Did they disconnect the battery? Did they do any sort of electrical work to it?
Battery was changed.
Yeah, the battery was changed. That's the key. Something, there's going to be, this must have a touch screen center dash, right? Okay. So the issue here is that somewhere in that center screen, it could be in the HID and the heads-up display in the dash cluster, in the center cluster, in the speedometer face.
Right.
But I believe it's going to be in the screen in the middle of the two seats up front. There's going to be a setting for backup camera or camera to beep. That is factory in that car. Yes, this is an XLE then.
Okay.
Right. This is an XLE. This car.
Pardon?
This car is an Avalon XLE. This isn't an XL.
Right.
Right. This is an XLE. This is the fancy one. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be somewhere in that dash display. All right.
Okay.
And it probably defaulted back to factory settings when they disconnected the battery if they didn't use a memory saver. And I'm betting they didn't.
Okay.
All right. Simple as that. All right. That's the first place I want you to go. All right.
Okay. So, I'll tell her that.
Okay. So that's it, Richard.
Appreciate
just that
it.
Simple. You're very welcome, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It makes an argument, folks, for, you know, when a shop does a battery that they use a memory saver. And I'm not saying a memory saver would have avoided this situation. Memory saver, in case you don't know, it's a backup battery. It's a device that you would plug into the OBD2 connector, the diagnostic port under the dash, that would help the vehicle to retain its memory and its settings. And this is only going to get worse as time goes on, because as vehicles get more and more things to remember, okay, this is going to become an issue. Now, it's possible on this Toyota that, and I've seen this before, that's why I asked the questions the way I did, where they put a battery in the car. They put a battery in the car, or they clean the throttle plate as a result of service and maintenance. Richard said it was in for service and maintenance. And depending upon how they disconnected the battery or how they serviced the throttle plate, now when they started the car up initially, it had a slightly higher RPM. The idle RPM was over 1,000. And that's usually the result of one of those two scenarios. And the only way to correct that is disconnect the battery, both cables, and touch the leads together, right? And, you know, as we always talk about, you want to use a 10-ohm, 1-watt resistor and put a jumper wire together and bleed the computer down a good 5, 6, 7 minutes, whatever you got time for, longer is better, and then put it together. But I have seen where some of the default vehicle settings will go away as a result. So, but a memory saver would have eliminated, hey, you know, we're aware of this, or at least, you know, if you used a memory saver and it still happened, you know, you tried your best and tried to eliminate the possibility of this happening. So that's why I would say, yeah, definitely. Let's do a quick look through the maintenance screens, and you know, I think you'll find it there. A couple of emails. Hey, Ron, I'm a DIYer who does maintenance and light repairs on my family cars. During a recent show, you asked listeners for suggestions on future topics to cover. My current experience in tooling is limited to naturally aspirated gasoline vehicles. I expect my next car will be a hybrid, not because I want one, but that's where the market's going, which I agree. I think part of the market's going that way. Would you please consider discussing the transition for DIYers like myself to hybrids? What's different? What new tools might I need, e.g. insulated electrical gloves, etc.? Phil in Mill Valley, California. You're going to need the gloves. You're going to need a special DVOM that has a higher scale of range, and I would encourage you to take some hybrid safety classes. You know, don't touch the orange wires, as they say in a hybrid. And other than that, the rest of it is just pure maintenance. If you can service a gas car, you can service a hybrid as far as, you know, fluids and filters and things like that. You know, hybrid is a slightly different animal. It's typical front brakes. This seems like the back brakes never wear out on a hybrid. They surely don't go through exhaust. You know, until they get to the, I guess, the 250,000 mile mark. And then the rest of it is just what breaks on one breaks on the other, right? It's all the usual stuff. The one thing that's besides the obvious that there's a battery drive system and a separate, you know, drive in place of the transmission, which you're likely not going to get into at the DIY level. But there are usually two cooling systems in a hybrid, and you need to understand the difference between the two and, you know, service them accordingly. And service them on whatever manufacturer recommends and, you know, make sure. And this one, just for fun, this is from Colonel Jerry, United States Marine Corps Reserve, retired from Las Vegas. He writes in, hey, Ron, I listen every week and I'm really enjoying the 2014 Classic Car Doctor podcasts. It brings back memories. In 2014, my mother got divorced from her third husband and he bought her a new 2014 Subaru. In 2018, my mom became too old to drive and I inherited the car. I always heard about Subaru quality, but the opposite was the truth. The 2.4 liter was a real piece of, okay, I can't say that on radio. It was consuming a quart of oil every 3,000 miles. I found there had been a recall for excessive oil consumption. I took it to the dealer, and they told me my VIN was not part of the recall. You know, I've got some great Subaru stories this week, which I'm going to try and get into this hour. So, yeah, okay, I agree with that comment, Jerry, but I can't say that on radio either. I quickly dumped the Subaru for a 2019 Ford Transit, which I loved and used as a small van camper. Listening to your 2014 podcast really brought back memories and made me laugh about my Subaru debacle. Keep up the great work. For those of you that don't know what Jerry's talking about is we've unearthed, we've got 10 years worth of radio shows going back, 10, 11 years, and we've unearthed some of the older ones and we're putting them up on the podcast website. After this radio show airs, we then become a podcast and we're putting the what we call Classic Car Doctor from 10, 12 years ago up and letting you listen to those. And so far, all the comments have been like Colonel Jerry here. Everybody's really happy to listen to them, and I'm really happy for that you guys are enjoying them because that's what we want to hear. We want to know. So you can find that. Simply get out to our webpage, cardoctorshow.com, and you can access all the podcasts, the current shows and the old shows right there as we put them up. And just a real comment. I was looking for this previous hour from Steve in Roanoke County, Virginia. He says, Ron, the nearest me, the cheapest price at a BP gas station, we're talking about the price of gas, right? Is at a Sunoco station is $3.27 a gallon. Diesel is right around $4 a gallon. So from Steve in Roanoke, Virginia, always appreciate it. So anyway, let's pull over, take a pause. When we come back, we'll go back to the phones. I'm Ron Ananian. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road.
If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here I come in my 57, she's a real rider. Paid perfection with a custom.
Welcome back. Ron Ainey, the Car Doctor. Let's cruise over to Joe in Delaware. Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Yeah, hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
My grandson, F-250 Ford 6.2, drove down to South Carolina for a job. Just got there. Truck ran great there. The next day, running rough, throwing a bunch of codes. One of the cats were turning red, and he couldn't even hardly drive it. So I told him, try to find a repair shop. Maybe if you can't drive it at all, cut that pipe before the cat, just so you can move it, you know, to the shop maybe a couple of miles away, which he did. And they found, you know, one of the valve springs. I told him it could be a valve springs, because I looked on YouTube and a bunch of people had that problem.
Okay.
And it was a cracked valve spring. They replaced one of the springs. Number 6 was the only one bad. That fixed it. But I told him maybe you should have them all done while you're there, at least at one bank. But, you know, he was short on cash.
Right.
But in your experience, does it just one that goes on those engines? Or,
yeah, it seems to be, it just seems to be one. You know, there's a few bulletins about it. Nothing specific do they cite. They just say repair the affected cylinder. And, you know, I typically see it on higher mileage, 100,000 mile or more vehicles. How many miles are on this truck?
Yeah, 160, I think.
Yeah. You know, you could have the argument while that valve cover's off and the head's open, do you go ahead and replace all of them? But then do you go and do the other side? And, you know, how deep do you get? You know, the majority of the ones that we saw, and, you know, this one's a little late to the party. This started happening on these trucks probably 4 or 5 years ago. You know, we would see one cylinder, two cylinders, replace those affected cylinders, and, you know, you're done. You know, it wasn't an issue after that. So and usually it was, and I know it's an updated valve spring, and Ford offers no explanation. You know, Ford doesn't have a real answer as to why it's happening. It's just other than fatigue and vendor, you know, where the springs were manufactured originally. But yeah, it's just, you
maybe
know.
Chinese steel, yeah.
Well, and, you know, and then you worry about, is the replacement spring. Make sure that the repair shop used a Ford spring. I would want to know that for certain, because there's far too many offshore counterfeit. You know, I can't say Chinese because Ford manufactures parts in China, right? But they're built to Ford spec, you know, allegedly, which I guess they are, because you don't see a lot of repeats when the valve spring breaks. But I see an awful lot of alleged Ford parts, let's say. And it's not just Ford, it's all the car companies, you know, whether it's, you know, stamped by the manufacturer, Ford, GM, Stellantis, Chrysler, whoever, whatever we want to call them, Jeep. You know, where it's stamped with that manufacturer, but it's not. It's you know, it's some, you know, offshore philanderous brand, for lack of a better way to say it. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, let him put the spring on it, let him drive it, and, you know, let's see where it goes, and chances are he'll be fine. You know, be happy he found a shop down there that would take the job on like that. And, you know,
well, they charged him over $1,000 for one spring.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, though,
yeah.
Joe. You know, it's you know, and, you know, the other side of that is I'm sure they had a look around. You know, you always have to remember, and this is why I encourage people, you know, to have a relationship with a repair shop, although in his case it wouldn't have worked. But, you know, because no mechanic's going to be able to predict that would happen, right? But, you know, to have a relationship with a shop, because if he was local around town, to drop it and ask for open heart surgery is a tough thing. You know, the shop has to look that vehicle over. They have to decide, as it had good regular oil change maintenance, as it had, you know, the type of service and care that will allow them to be successful. You know, it's right. But I know what you're saying. Listen, if you think the repair is expensive, go price a new truck, right? That truck today is $70,000.
They know that too,
yeah, that truck today is expensive. Well, listen, you know, it's probably $200 worth of parts, and there's easily 4 to 5 hours of labor. If a shop's $150 an hour, you know, do the math. It's not hard to get to $1,000, you know. And when you think about it like this. You ever have you had an appliance fixed in your house lately, Joe?
I usually fix them myself if I can.
But, you know, people come
if
out.
Not, I just buy a new one.
Well, right. But people will come out and fix appliances in your house, and it's typically $300 to $500, right? So that,
probably,
that,
yeah. A lot of times it don't pay.
Right. Well, but my point becomes that appliance that you just paid $500 to have fixed, you can buy a new one for $1,000. So when you think of the percentage of cost to repair something, auto repair is still a bargain. And that's just, you know. So
no, it was good. As long as he doesn't have any problems,
right.
That's the main thing,
right.
You know, that he doesn't get stuck down there.
Right.
He just got down there. He just got out of the Air Force. No money, really.
Yeah, it's well. That's what us elders are here for, Joe. We have to take care of the next generation. So
GI loans. So, Grandpa invests.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's that's okay. Thank God we're here to do that. Right. So.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Joe, I got to run. Appreciate the call. Appreciate talking to you. Thanks for being part of the family and listening. And I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I want to close out today. I want to talk a real quick thing about customer service and some of the bizarre stories that happened at the shop this week. Two of them happened to be with Subaru, and it's not a reflection on Subaru. It happened to be the same dealer. So I think it's more the dealer than Subaru as a car line. I just thought it was interesting and unique. And I tell you these stories because I want you to question everything, right? I want you to understand maybe it's not so... If it doesn't make any sense, if it doesn't seem right, you know, like if it feels wrong, maybe it is. First one was the proverbial little old lady Subaru owner who came in and wanted to talk to me because her dealer told her she needed a new transmission, the car wasn't worth fixing, and she should just go buy a new car and trade that one in. And I asked her, I said, does the car have any problems with it? Does it exhibit any signs of trouble? And she said, no dashboard warning lights, the trans shifted okay. I made her go back and ask. This is a 2017 automobile with just about 100,000 miles on it. And when she came back to give me the results, she said, they explained to me that the reason they told me that was the rattle that I thought was the exhaust pipe was internal in the trans. And they then explained to me what the cost would be and that there's a quiet recall from Subaru and to go back and talk to Subaru, the manufacturer, to see if maybe they would help me with it. And I said, aha, you see, there's always a reason, there's always an answer. So now she's in the process of doing that. But I tell you this because question everything. Maybe it'll help you out in the long run like it did her. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.